Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she loves him with that body, I just know it. Yeah, he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
It's great. This is Avoiding People.
With Don and MJ.
That's right. Back for episode for number six.
Episode six.
That's how we do this.
This is a real show now.
This is real. This is legit.
Right.
We have broken into this studio enough times to be considered a real show.
First show has been a joke.
A bit. I still laugh and then cry and then laugh some more about it.
I really wish we could delete the first show from our record, from our
history. We can't. We learned from it. We got to keep it.
But
and
people shouldn't have to read, to have to listen to that piece of ass.
I don't think it was that bad, okay? The quality was
the
still
quality
what
was
we spoke
the
of.
Bad part when we had one microphone, probably making out
basically
the whole
making
thing,
out
you know what
of
I mean?
The thing, yeah.
Right. You take that from a segue with that or no?
No, I thought about it. There were a lot of thoughts that went through my head. None of them were appropriate.
None of them were appropriate?
No, I started envisioning
No, I don't know.
Two girls, one cup type thing.
First of all, that is a great video.
Stop it.
And
that video is shameful.
One guy, one cup is even better. That's where
Stop
the guy
it.
Breaks
I know what
the
he
jar.
Does. I know what he does. Is that one guy, one...
There's
guy,
one guy,
cup.
One cup. They just keep it with the cup theme. You know
but it's
I mean?
A glass?
It is a glass. It's like a mason jar. That
oh,
he sticks
my God.
In his anus. Or he doesn't stick it. He just sits on it and then breaks it. And then
he busts it?
I don't know if it was intentional, but... He recorded it and then put it on the into the internet. So it
was
must
he, like,
have
bleeding
been.
And stuff?
Yeah, it was bleeding. He was pulling shards out of his ass. It was
did
awesome.
He scream?
No.
Wow.
There was nothing. No.
Was he
no screaming.
Cause that
no,
weird.
You didn't see his face either.
Okay.
You just saw this lardy body going it was all hairy
was
and
fat?
Stuff. Yeah, it was kind of fat. It was like a white guy too.
That's just
obviously,
gross.
You know what? White guys are into
are the only
weird
ones
stuff.
That would do something
Black
like
guys,
that.
Black guys. Hispanic guys aren't into any of that stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Think you would ever
you know
catch
I mean?
A black guy stuffing a mason jar up his ass, breaking
no.
it, and
black
pulling out the
shards.
No,
black guys aren't into that stuff.
I
black
don't
guys
think
are never
so.
Into, like, they're not the ones, like, being whipped.
No.
You know
no.
what I mean?
Hispanic guys are into the, you know.
They're the beating. You know
beat,
I mean?
Yeah, they beat.
Yeah, right.
They're
the
passionate.
Beaters,
they're,
right. But they're never,
hey.
It's never, like, a white guy or a black guy who's, like, the head of a, like, Fortune 500 company
Whoa.
Who likes, being strapped on, put like a dildo in his ass,
oh,
and
yeah.
has to like ride.
Yeah, for sure.
Like being ridden like a horse or whatever.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Those
right.
apparently those guys who are like in power in their careers and stuff like that, like they just like to get dominated.
Power. Put some thought it is true. We can't hear you, Lou.
Yeah. No, pop
that
up.
You put some thought into this.
Yeah.
No, well, here's the thing. First
you
of all,
about it.
On HBO, they have that show called Real Sex.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that show?
Oh, of course.
That is the worst sex show ever.
It is the worst.
I mean, like, I thought, all right, real
what
sex.
Were you, what were you expecting?
Well, first of all, it's called Real Sex, so I'm assuming it's either porn or amateur porn.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I mean?
Remember, this is real sex. Porn is staged, good-looking sex.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
that's
amateur
rule.
Porn.
Real sex
amateur porn.
Is gritty. Real sex is unattractive to watch. Real sex is...
No, not really. I've recorded myself. I'm, like, pounding away. You know what I mean? There's a lot of sweat gleaming off my body.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody else would like to watch it. You're probably standing there all day like, oh, this is the... St-. You probably got it playing
is-
on, like, three screens in your bathroom while you shower, and you're just
two
like,
screens.
Yeah, this all right,
please.
Is where it's at. Nobody else would like that. Not even the chick that you're with, I guarantee you.
Yeah, but
like
here's
that.
The... Well, she'd probably like it. But Maybe. Here's the thing. Real sex is always about, like, the weird sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the people who, like...
Well, straightforward sex. Like, where's the human interest? What are you going to watch?
I watch it.
Just straightforward sex between
just
a 40,
straight old missionary or
couple.
A doggy or whatever. Yeah, fine.
What is the matter with you?
What? You really like watching the weird stuff?
I would rather watch the weird stuff and porn than just straight up sex between two average looking people.
Well, no, they can be semi good looking, but this is what I'm, here's the thing. They're on HBO, okay?
Yeah.
HBO has got attractive people usually having sex in some of the rated R shows.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you have the real sex? And they have that one show called like Cat House or whatever where they have
yeah.
all the
prostitutes.
Prostitutes
right?
and stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't we have the same stuff with real sex?
That does make it real.
It does make it real. They're real. The prostitutes are real.
Yeah, they're not make-believe. They're not dogs.
I know they're not make-believe, but and they blur out all the good stuff, too.
On HBO?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't. They show the tits and whatnot.
You know what's weird? The last time I watched Cat House,
yeah.
it was a father-son thing.
Oh.
One woman, not two. One woman.
Oh.
Then, I don't know if it was at the same time, but it was just like they bought her and they were like, it was extremely weird. I was like, what the hell are you doing,
first
honestly?
Of all, anyone that goes to like a prostitute is always a weird guy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You think to yourself, well, there's maybe like a few normal guys. They're always weird.
It's true. There was a guy that I used, since you were mentioning earlier, these weird guys I used to work with that would, you know, give me life advice. One of these guys, one of the things he would explain to me most often was how the proper way to order a hooker, and he just made it seem like it was ordering a pizza.
Right.
He said there was one time don't remember who we called or what, but he had the number like on speed dial
of course,
on his phone.
Number one.
And he's like, you know, yeah, he'd just say one weekend after he literally crashed his truck into his garage and he was smashed and he comes
right.
home and he orders a hooker and he said this chick comes to his door and in her face he just says like, I wanted an attractive one, and he slammed the door in her face.
Really?
This is the story he would always
wow.
tell me, and he's like, that's how you gotta be, because otherwise they'll keep sending the ugly ones. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the way to be.
Best advice I ever got.
He's a father and son.
Yeah.
That's how you catch a baseball, son.
Exactly. Right. That's how you catch an STD, son.
Right. Yeah, but I mean the hookers and whatnot. Every time I watch Cat House, I'm always like a half boner situation where it's like the girl's hot,
that's like,
the guy is, and the chicks aren't always hot either.
No, not at all.
They're always like they're always like a six. You know what I mean? Or like seven at the most. You know what I mean? And
at
then
the
they kind of got like extra weight going on.
Yeah.
Or they've just been banged too
many
times.
They've been around. That's the worst.
Literally
when
been around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying the fact that they've been around because they're a prostitute.
Yeah, I know.
That was it.
I
sometimes think to myself, why can't we get the better prostitutes? The escorts, you know what I mean?
Hey, Cat House is in Vegas, man. Those are the best of the best.
They're not the best of the best.
There are some porn stars that are escorts, and that is, I would say, the creme.
You gotta pay a lot
creme.
Of money for that.
Yeah, but you get what you pay for.
Right, you get a prostitute, or you get a porn star.
You get a porn star. You get to bang a porn star. How awesome is that?
This is my problem with the porn. I always feel like it's always fake. You know what I mean? In the back of my mind, you always know it's fake.
Yeah, you know it's fake, but she knows how to make it look real.
She looks good.
She looks good doing it.
There's, who is the chick that, there's one chick I think I told you about on the previous podcast, Lily Tai.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing is, about porn, they always fake their orgasm. Like, I'm coming. And
maybe
like,
not
I'm
always.
Not
when they squirt.
When they squirt, that's when you know.
It's real.
You know what
you
I mean?
Do
that's
know.
When you know
that
it's
is
real.
Physical evidence that she's enjoying herself.
And that's what, there are chicks who squirt, and they're always, like, ashamed of it and stuff. I'm like, squirt
Why?
Away.
Well, I mean, if it's on, like, my suede couch, I would be upset.
Well, yeah, you
But
you
if,
lay down,
I guess that's my fault for doing it on my suede couch.
Yeah.
Knowing that she could potentially be a squirter.
She should tell you beforehand.
Yeah, she should.
And you can lay a tarp down or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
wear some rain gear.
Right.
You know what I'm talking
about? You wear like your painting.
Oh, yeah.
Rain gear.
Like that.
A
what poncho. Is it? Like, what is that stuff? Like the fishermen wear? Like, Long John Silver, whatever comes in.
Right.
Or Captain Gordon, whatever those frozen fish things. The guy, he's got like the yellow hat and
oh,
yellow
like a
raincoat.
Long
yeah, exactly.
Your waist and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff. Galoshes.
Galoshes, that's what I think it's called.
Galoshes,
right.
Trump through the marshes.
Right, and then they just have a fly for where your dork goes.
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you really say dork?
Yeah.
And refer?
I do like saying dork, mainly because you hate it, but also because I like saying dork.
What do you think dork means?
Well, I know what dork means. It's a whale's penis. That's what a dork is. But I just like saying it in terms of my own dork. Then
Stop! Stop saying my own dork.
But then chicks think... He's got a whale
no,
penis.
There is no chick
yeah,
that is... First of all, if the chick is smart enough to know that dork means whale penis, there's no way she's going to fall for the fact that you're saying you have a dork.
There's no way. She may.
But you're an idiot.
And
you're even more of an idiot
your...
for saying you're dork.
There's no way she'll sleep with you either because she's smarter than that.
Yeah,
that's,
there you go. And that's life advice from Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou.
And that's just, that is just what you get from walking around and trying to pretend that you have a whale's penis. How... inconvenient would that be anyway if you had a whale's penis trailing behind you as you walked?
There's a problem with guys. There's a difference between guys and girls. Guys think the bigger the dork, the better. You know what I mean?
Stop it. What is your problem?
Fine. The bigger the penis, the better.
Yeah.
Right?
Even
Although
dick
I like
is fine.
Fine. The bigger the dick, the better.
That's fine.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
My God.
No, you're lucky. If I was your dad, I would punish you for saying dork.
I would never say dork in front of my... I don't talk about sex in front of my dad ever.
What?
I just avoid the subject. All right, I'll get to that in a second. But the thing is, guys think bigger the penis, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think chicks think that way, though.
Not at all.
No.
They are much... Well, some of them
do. Well, some of them are. But like, if you got an average-sized one, and you can go down on them pretty well...
Oh, yeah. If you know what you're doing, then
right.
it doesn't matter.
Right.
It really doesn't.
Right. But guys think there's some... Like that one show, Hung, or whatever, on HBO,
yeah.
that was written by a dude, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Which, like, I mean, I did like the show, but I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna last very long. Truthfully,
it's got Duncan MacLeod as the main guy.
That's not his name.
No, but he's played Duncan MacLeod. He was a Highlander.
Duncan MacLeod?
Duncan MacLeod.
Highlander.
Okay. This, again, goes back to the thing of you not knowing anything. As we discussed
isn't Highlander like a fantasy thing?
Yeah. It's,
oh, sorry. Now I'm stupid for not knowing a fantasy
Well,
thing.
I thought you knew everything about fantasy.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I know the robot chicken. Robot chicken version
that's
of Highlander.
That's Duncan MacLeod.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's him. I think he's the same actor that
plays. I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name. It doesn't matter. He's a nobody.
I'll think of his name by the end of the show. But what were you going to say about why you can't talk to your dad about sex and shit?
No, I just. Do you ever talk to your parents about any kind
of
like sexual stuff?
My dad.
Your dad is your parent.
Not well. You said parents. That is mom and dad.
Okay,
and
stepmom
and stepdad.
Either
my dad.
I would never talk to my mother or my father. Or my stepdad if I had one, or my stepmom if I had one, because I just don't... The whole subject, I don't want to imagine them having sex. I don't want them to know that I'm having sex.
Okay, well, no, I don't want to imagine it either, but let me tell you, I've got, you know, 9 brothers and sisters running around.
So you know...
The evidence that they've done it is pretty clear-cut.
Well, yeah,
pretty
yours...
clear-cut.
I only got one sister, so it could have been a fluke, both of us. That's what I hope for.
A fluke.
Well, you know.
A sexless birth.
That's
what you mean by fluke?
A virgin birth, yes. Of course, I could be the second coming. And my sister could be the second other coming of the female.
The second other coming.
The coming of the coming. You know what I mean? It's like she warned about me, and then I came along, and here I am.
You're an idiot.
I mean?
Right. You know that, right?
I'm not an idiot.
Yes, you are.
I think it's a great idea.
For saying this stupid stuff.
Shut up. All right, but the thing is...
That's why you can't talk to your dad about it. I went to Vegas with my dad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you did that, honestly.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so going to Vegas...
Now, that does not mean that, you know, we only talked about sex the whole time, but we were in Vegas. There were prostitutes everywhere.
Right.
I was up all night with my godfather... we were playing blackjack at the bar. We literally played from like 4 in the morning at the lobby of our hotel until 9 in the morning drinking, and there were these desperate prostitutes. Desperate. Like, they went from trying to seduce us, trying to cry and tell us a sap story about how they were trying to pay for their kids and blah, blah, blah. And then they just went to like outright like jumping on us and like trying to like facilitate it right there.
Right.
All the while, my uncle is literally
like the idea of them like grinding away and then being like, "That's 20." And you're like, "I didn't do anything."
No,
right.
I literally, that's what we were like worried about. So literally, the entire time, my uncle's just ripping on them, like making fun of them, saying how bad their whole like sale plot is and everything like that. And they just kept like switching tactics. And he's like, "Don, you see what I'm doing?" He's like, "I'm teaching you a lesson right now. This is ridiculous."
This is marketing.
Yeah, he's like, "You need to guard yourself against this stuff."
Right.
And then it ended with, like I said, they were trying to grind and stuff like that. And then the one prostitute like made out with me, like just forcefully did it.
Right.
I puked.
Did you really?
I puked.
You really?
I'd been drinking all day and
into
all
her
night.
Mouth?
I was no. If only she probably would have left. She probably would have left at that point. But no, she made out with me, and then I was fine for a few minutes, and then my uncle started talking about it where her mouth had probably just been. And he forced me to puke.
Again.
That was the first time.
She made out with
I was
you.
I was fine with
right,
it. And then all of a sudden he was like, "Yeah, did you see how crusty that mouth was?"
Oh,
I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "What are you talking about? Were you drunk?" He's having a blast.
Right.
He spent the entire weekend that we were there doing that. He spent the entire weekend trying his best to gross me out. Just to gross me out. And then finally he got me to puke. Yeah, it did work. He's talented at it.
You went to Vegas with your dad.
Yeah,
you
dad and my godfather. Yeah.
Your dad and your godfather. You went to strip club as well, I'm assuming, right?
No, we didn't go to strip club.
You didn't go to a strip club in Vegas?
We went to a lot of casinos. We went to, I don't think we went to a show. We went to a lot of places to eat and stuff like that. We saw a lot of sights.
Right.
But we were there for like 4 days, which was enough. Plenty, let me tell you. But there was just so much else to see, and it was my birthday weekend, so it didn't really occur to me to actually go to a strip club, and they just kept asking me what I wanted to do.
It didn't occur to you to go to a strip club?
Well, not with my dad and uncle.
That's my point.
Right. Well, the thing is, I can talk about it with them. I've not yet reached that point where I can go sit in a strip club with them. That's totally different. I can't even, like, watch a sexual movie with my family. Like,
yeah,
whenever anything like that comes on, I'm just like, okay, I've got to make myself scarce.
Exactly. Well, one of the things I do is I'm like, have I seen the movie
yes,
before?
Yes, you
sometimes know
you
it's
leave
coming.
Leave a couple minutes beforehand.
Right, I'm going to get some popcorn, everybody.
Yep, just get out of there.
Right, and then,
come
like, the popcorn's popping. I'm going to be here for another 3 minutes.
I know. I'm going to wait it out.
Right.
No, No. Then, oh, like, I'm missing something. No, I'm not.
Okay, still got some time. I'm going to get some Coke.
Cool.
I'm going to go out for, you know.
I'm going to make a run.
I'm going to make a beer run. Who wants something?
Yeah.
I'm 18.
Yeah. No, talking about it, though, doesn't really bother me.
Really?
Well, when I was 15 and my mom... I'm sorry. When I was 17 and my mom, you know...
I don't have that cooler than you.
No, I'm sorry. When I was 15, my dad gave me, like, a set of porn cards for my birthday.
Really?
A deck of cards, each which had, like, a different porn image on it.
Is it different porn stars? And, like, the names are just what?
No, it had, like, pictures of, like... It was, like, still shots.
Oh, okay.
The cameras.
I just wonder if they, like, you know... There was a special, like the Ace of Spades, is like a...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But it was kind of funny though. There was one time after I got them that I played like poker with my friends with those cards, and we were drunk and everything like that. And I just like we didn't pay attention at all to what. No, we didn't. Idiot. We didn't pay attention at all to what the suit or like what the number was or anything like that. We just paid attention to like what was hotter. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh, I've got the two chicks and the pool cue between them, and chick just like covered in semen all over her face. I win.
Was that a real card?
No, it was just more softcore.
Right. Was it a Bukkake or something like that?
Is that how that word's pronounced?
Bukkake, yeah.
Bukkake.
What do you think? How do you think it was?
Bukkake.
Really?
Really? That's what I thought it was.
Bukkake?
Yeah, that's what I thought
Bukkake.
It was.
Bukkake.
Are you sure?
The Asians do not. Bukkake? Bukkake. God.
It's not just the Asians.
I mean, everyone took it from the Asians.
Okay.
First of all, the Asians are the weirdest of the porn group. You know what I mean? Like, they're the ones who got into the fecal stuff. They're the ones who are into, like, the whole...
I don't want to talk about that.
Fecal.
Fecal, I know.
Just your face. Oh.
It's gross.
It is gross.
There's this one girl who would insisted to me that, like, her friends... She had a bunch of friends, guys that were in the military, and, like, they went out, when they came back, and one guy, like, so they went to a bar, and he saw this chick, was just, like, gorgeous, and he really, really wanted to hook up with her. So he, you know, like, goes, and everybody's like, there's no way he's going to, but sure enough, like, at the end of the night, they left together, and the guy comes back the next day, doesn't really elaborate a whole lot about it, but, you know, obviously they knew. Mm-hmm. So, like, they go out to the same bar for, like, three nights in a row, and by the third night, he keeps leaving with this chick, and everybody's, like, he's getting suspicious of what's going on. They're like, how is this happening? So... They followed him back to this chick's apartment, apparently.
God.
And they, you know, got into the door, and they creep, like, and they're just, like, they go and they peer into the bedroom, and they're you know, like, these guys are, you know, these two are fucking, everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, the guy gets up, runs to the kitchen, opens the microwave, pulls out the clear microwave plate, runs back to the bedroom, lays down.
Okay.
The chick... squats over his chest where he has placed this clear microwave plate, proceeds to shit a lot, and then he moves the microwave plate, and then they proceed to bang like crazy. Like, she just got way into it after that.
Right.
And, of course, once he leaves the apartment and his friends are sitting there waiting for him, they confronted him about it, and he's just like, you know what? He's like, she gets off on the shitting thing. The plate is clear, so it looks like she's actually shitting on my chest. I'm grossed out by it, but all I got to do is move the plate, and then she bangs my brains out.
What?
And so he was okay with it because, like, I guess she was so hot or whatever, but
like,
I almost gagged hearing the story.
That is awful.
I know.
Part of me goes, that ain't true.
That was my thought too.
Like,
but
that, come on.
You see that stuff on porn all the time. There's got to be legitimate people out there that are into it. You know what I mean?
You don't ever think it's a chick though. You know what I mean? You think it's like a weird guy.
A guy that wants a chick to dump on his chest?
Well, he'll do it for the money. I mean, or he'll do it because
he'll do it for the money.
What do you mean?
You mean what money? A guy?
No,
he's getting paid by some hot
chick? No. I mean, it's like they'll do it in porn because the chick's getting paid and the guy's getting paid.
Yeah.
But I never imagined that a chick is into shitting onto a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I always imagine it's some, like, creepy guy who likes to watch that stuff. Mm. You know what I mean? Who likes to watch a chick shit.
No, man. There have got to be people into that stuff.
There's got to be females into it, is what you're saying.
Females are people. If there are guys into it, I bet there are females into it.
I know, but it's just but chicks don't work that way. You know what I mean? Guys are like, guys are into weird stuff. I mean, let's be honest. Well, actually, you know what?
You just said Asian women started all that weird shit.
No, I said the Asians. I assume it's an Asian male.
Okay.
They're a very repressed society, and that comes out through their porn.
Very repressed.
And what is the deal with, like, some of their porn being digitized or whatever still?
They love computer stuff. What do you mean?
They love computers.
They love computers.
Right.
This is what Asians do.
We just love deleting all the good stuff in the porn.
Oh, digitized.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they all take
I have seen that. Yeah, I know.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
That about?
When you said digitized, I assumed you meant, like, virtual porn. Like,
no, that's
porn.
Still weird.
Yeah, it's still weird, but I was fine with that. I was like, yeah, well, they love, you know.
Right, that I understand, of course. Yeah, like, no white guy is going to bother that with that. He's just going to buy
no
a hooker.
Way. Yeah,
but
of course
a Japanese
not.
Guy, first of all, he can probably program it faster than he can actually get a hooker.
Probably.
So he just types a code right in.
Beep, boop, bop, boop.
Right, and then loads up the program, and there's the chick
yeah.
for him to virtually bang.
Weird Science. You ever see that movie?
I have seen Weird Science, and I think they took that literally.
Oh, God. That movie,
still
that movie is so great.
It is good.
I love it.
It is a good movie. But why do they have it? Here's the thing. The problem with the digitizing the porn or whatever makes it into tentacle porn. You know what I mean? Like the weird stuff or whatever that's on like the comic stuff. You know what I mean? Like
oh.
The anime, the weird
yeah.
anime porn.
Porn. Yeah.
Right. They can't show a guy banging a chick, so they have to draw tentacles and stuff.
I've seen plenty of cartoons where guys are banging chicks.
Are they from Japan? Probably not. That's
no, I've
right.
not seen any anime.
That's right. The anime ones, they've all got the weird sort of digitized private parts going on, so they need to make a tentacle going
into them.
I've seen
some pretty intricate drawings, though.
Yeah, they trust way too much.
Disney drawings.
Yeah.
Justice
and that's
League.
Just Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Batman and Robin, double teaming Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the gay
no,
right.
no, no, no. There's a chick okay. involved.
I'm sure there's... The gay stuff, though, there, too.
Jessica Rabbit's a big character in those.
Well, because she's like a huge titted blonde or whatever, right?
Redhead, yo.
Right, redhead.
Come on. well, all that is... basically, the porn is... I mean, sorry, you know, like, all that type of porn in just in my
porn
opinion.
Porn is my favorite subject.
I know, but it's, you know, it's overrated compared to the real thing. And,
well, obviously.
Speaking of overrated, though, since we were talking about this earlier, people who
Segway.
Claim... I know. You gotta love it. People who claim that things are overrated that everybody else loves and they just want to go against the grain so they say they don't like it. Like, for instance, today when I was talking to this douchebag...
Sam.
In, yes. In our marketing class.
Right.
He proceeds to tell me, you know, we're talking about Arkham Asylum, the game.
Right.
And so, of course, the Joker comes up. Mark Hamill is the voice. Did a great job. And his first comment is... world's better than Heath Ledger. And I'm just like, okay. I understand Mark Hamill's been doing the voice for 15 years. He's got it on lock. This was, you know, Heath Ledger's first attempted performance, and the Joker is one of the greatest villains of all time, not exactly easy. And I thought he nailed it.
Right.
And then he proceeds to tell me that not only is Heath Ledger overrated, but the entire movie The Dark Knight is overrated, and I couldn't let that go. So I wanted to ask him, and immediately, this is what he says to me, is before I started to argue the point, he goes, I'm not going to argue the point with you, I'm totally fine with somebody liking the movie. And I'm just like, you better be fine with it, because 90% of the people I've talked to like this movie, because it's a great fucking movie.
Well, I think part of that was he either didn't have points,
he didn't have
or
points.
He knew that he would get his ass kicked in an argument.
Yeah.
Then
and physically, if it got
that
to that.
Too, right, and he was just like, yeah, I'm not going to argue
that. Point
of
view. No,
right.
That pisses me off. Why are you going to say something that is, you know,
you
argumentative
up, right?
if you're not going to, or if you're not prepared to have an argument about it?
Yeah, if you can't argue the point, then you have no point.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, no. I'm like, so I just went for it anyway. I'm like, okay, what don't you like about the movie? What exactly was it? And he says, oh, there were, you know, all the cheesy parts just went overlooked. I'm like, what cheesy parts? Anything with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Okay, so your problem is that the second choice to play a character wasn't that great.
Well, first of all, any part with Maggie Gyllenhaal, she wasn't that bad.
She wasn't that bad, and she wasn't in that much of the movie.
No, she wasn't.
She was in, like, four scenes max.
Right. And she
and
died.
Yeah, and she did die.
So
we got to almost watch it.
Right.
It was great.
Well, I mean, it was awesome. I wish they showed the whole part. But, I mean, for a person who hates the fact that Maggie Gyllenhaal and there's all those cheesy parts, the fact that she dies negates the part of cheesy. You know what I mean? They can't have the cheesy stuff. If the person doesn't... Like, a cheesy movie is one where, like, the guy gets the girl and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If the chick dies at the end, then it's a cheesy movie.
Yeah, no, totally. And that's just the thing. It's his points were not valid, and I just... You know, it was totally obvious to me that he was, you know how he is, one of those guys, very cynical, very sarcastic, and he loves that image of himself. He loves being, like, the asshole, essentially. So, it gives him great pleasure to say something that, like, The Dark Knight is a bad movie, just because he knows pretty much everybody he says it to is going to argue with
him.
Right,
exactly.
Because it is a good movie.
Right.
You know, it's that's what I don't understand. There are some fads that are stupid, and whether it's cool or not to dislike them, I don't really care. If I don't like something, I don't like it.
Right.
But... when people like something on such a massive scale, like, for instance, like Dark Knight, especially in here in Chicago, like, well, what are you thinking? You're going around saying that. You're going to get lynched.
Well, I mean, even that, but there's always those good movies like Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole trilogy or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Granted,
great.
The last one was a little long.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah, it was a little long. Well, what do you expect? They got to bring this crazy trilogy to a close. Yeah, a lot they had to show.
But it was, well, first of all, they should do the same thing with the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, they
should. I do not know why they're doing
it
in two
really
parts.
Should.
But that's
Can we talk about that a little bit too? I think that
yes.
Oh, we're going to. We are going to. The Harry Potter thing, the sixth movie that recently just came out over the summer.
I didn't see that.
Okay, well, it should have come out in November of 2007,
okay.
I believe.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry, 2008. That's my bad, yes.
Okay, yeah.
November 2008.
Right.
It was ready to go. They waited because a weekend slot in July, when it was actually released, opened up. And they knew that they could make more money if they waited and released it then. So they did that. I can't fault them for that. Movie making's a business, and WB, they do it better than anybody else.
Right.
So, yeah, they waited for that, prime slot.
Mm.
And it was great. It made a lot of money for them. But the one thing I dislike greatly is that the same director did the fifth movie, sixth movie, and is now doing both parts of the seventh movie. After the fifth movie, which, by the way, was great,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the best of the Harry Potter movies thus far, and this guy, David Yates, did that one. So he seemed to really understand what Harry Potter was all about, and book to book, what the characters were doing, what was important to show, and how to show it. It seemed very, very good. I was legitimately excited for the first time. Point is, I go see the sixth the movie, and that book was my favorite.
Boop.
Yeah. The book was my favorite. And
you didn't like the last one better?
How disappointed was I to go in there to find out they had cut key points. Not just key points, but an entire battle at the end.
Really?
An entire battle they cut out.
What did they cut out?
They cut after Snape kills Dumbledore, the Death Eaters break into the castle, and there's a huge battle.
Right.
Like, almost a half a chapter's worth. Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, Hagrid comes out, they're rebounding spells off of him, and he just starts, charging people. Snape and Harry duke it out. It's crazy. It's a serious battle. And then Snape reveals a huge... It could have been really badass, and then Snape reveals he's the Half-Blood Prince and shit. Which, again, all in the book was awesome. They omitted completely from the movie, and there was another thing they omitted. And not only that, they added some stuff, totally changed it. The point is, the reason they did all this was for a PG rating.
Oh, really?
Yes, they took a PG rating. Now, the fifth one, I haven't looked up on it. Now, this is, unfortunate of me. I really should have looked it up by now, but I think the fifth movie was PG-13.
I bet Dr. Luke can look that up, but we got time.
Oh.
But he's not going to.
No, he's not.
He's a lazy guy.
You could probably look it up on your little piece of equipment. Yeah. The point is that the fifth one, I'm pretty certain, was PG-13. And if it wasn't, it was done darkly enough where it was believably 13.
It did seem the darkest and the most adult of all the movies.
Big time. So I just assumed it was 13. But whether they couldn't get that rating for the sixth or what, I think that really, more than anything else, ruined a lot of that movie for me. And that's my favorite book. And after the fifth one, my hopes were high and everything like that. And all of a sudden, I just got shot down. So, I mean, I left that theater just like, what the fuck?
Right.
Right. I was beyond pissed. And now I'm not excited for the seventh movies because I think they're going to get a PG rating as well.
I would say this. Let's be honest. They do this a lot. Or they don't do this a lot. But people have this reaction where, excuse me, the first Star Wars movie was good.
Yeah.
Everyone was really excited for A New Hope. And let's be honest. A New Hope was not that great. It was not that great.
A New Hope is the first one.
I'm sorry. No.
Empire Strikes Back is the second one.
Empire Strikes Back was not that great. I mean, there was a cool scene.
No, you're right. And it's, it was definitely not my favorite.
But it was the highest
grossing
of all
of them. Yes, it was. That's exactly
right.
And
I think Return of the Jedi was much better, where Luke becomes kind of a badass.
Kind of, yeah.
And Han Solo becomes all cool and stuff. And everyone comes into their own, form, and it really seals the deal. Now, I think what happened is what's going to happen with the Harry Potter thing is that the fifth one was great. Just like the first Star Wars movie. The second one... the sixth and the second one for Star Wars or whatever, everyone expected it to be great, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And now the seventh one is not going to be as... It's not going to have as much hype and be supposed to be as good as the fifth one was. But I bet it will be. I bet it'll be better.
Trust me, I'm hopeful. I do hope that you're right, because the seventh book is... And I was really excited when I found out they split it into two parts. A lot of people don't...
I don't like it.
There you go. Why not?
Because it's what they did with Kill Bill. And granted, it allows them to put in more of the movie and whatnot, and...
Kill Bill's a different story, though. You see, Tarantino just wrote that himself, and he's just obsessed with himself as a writer, so
he
just
wrote it as one thing.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be one long movie.
Okay, and they split it up into two.
And they split up into two. The movie people decide, or the movie
production company
decided that it had to be two parts because they couldn't fit it in, and they thought, well,
they make more money with two releases.
It would make more money, but maybe that wasn't their decision. Maybe they thought, like, you know, no one's going to watch that long of a film anyways. So, well,
Titanic is over 3 hours.
It is over three
and
hours,
and that is the highest grossing movie of all time.
That's because it has what's her name naked.
Kate Winslet.
Oh,
but that how great!
I mean, and what is with the deal? Like, that guy PG-13. They should boo me in that.
I know. Yeah, they did.
They should have booed me in that.
Yeah,
I mean, let's go. But
yeah. let's go.
Watch that.
Yeah, no, I know. But that was great. Let me tell you, I think
they're
that
allowed
made
to do
it.
That?
They are allowed to do that
because it has historical context.
I'm not sure why they're allowed to do that now. Maybe the censors changed.
I mean, no.
They could have. Think about it. In 2003, that's when all of the censorship went crazy because of Janet Jackson and the Super Bowl.
Fine, but what movie before that got a PG-13 rating and showed boob? I can't think of any.
I can't think of any either.
Because
but
I would have been
bet,
on that movie.
No, I bet
like
you
that
if we looked it up, there's probably a movie that shows
I'm sure
it was
there's
PG-13.
One or two other ones.
There
there's Titanic 2. The Voyage Home.
The Voyage Home. You're an idiot.
Came up with that one.
Yeah, I know you did. That's great. That's fantastic.
Oh, The Voyage Home.
Well, all right. Anyway, yeah, so I'm not excited about the Harry Potter movie, but
I haven't seen the sixth one because I'm just lazy.
Well, I'm not going to recommend it to you.
Well...
I'm not going to recommend... It hurts me to say it more.
It hurts me to say it more.
I'm of the opinion that the Harry Potter series is one of the greatest that I'll ever read.
Yeah.
And I consider myself pretty well read, at least in that field.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that that's going to be one of the better that I ever read. And
yeah.
The fact that they're... They kind of butchered most of the movies.
They did. The first few were butchered.
Well, the first few were kids' movies.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
And I was
that.
Ready for Hermione Granger. Like the first time I saw
think
her,
we all were.
I was
we
like,
were
yeah,
all
she
ready.
She's gonna get hot.
Yeah,
she's
we were all ready.
And fucking Margaret Cho is just a.
Yeah, what was that?
Ginny,
she could be so much hotter. I know redheads that are hotter than that, and she.
I know plenty of redheads that are much hotter than
that.
Yeah,
and
like,
they couldn't find somebody to do that. Please.
She's
supposed to be the chick that catches Harry's eye.
Right.
He is the hero of the world. F that,
no
dude.
Way.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't believe
way
it.
Hotter than that.
Hermione is way
and
hotter.
And Ron gets her?
I know. And Ron's a douche. You know what I mean? In the movie, he's just this dumb comic relief piece of shit.
He
get out of here.
He is comic relief. Like, he
yeah.
does, you know what he was? He was like the guy who's like he's like a Robin to Batman, you know what I mean?
Kind
like
of.
He supports Harry and all that stuff, and then in the movie he just becomes comic relief.
Oh yeah, he's totally,
you know,
comic,
I mean?
Relief. And that's why in the seventh book when he finally
right.
like snaps and saves Harry's
Man's
life,
up.
It's not going to be believable in the movie.
Nah.
They're going to be like, where
he's
did
gonna,
that come from?
You know what's going to happen? He's going to do it and then he's going to make some snarky comment or whatever.
Snarky. Indeed.
Yeah, totally snarky. He's going to make some snarky comment, and then Harry's going to be like, thanks, Ron. He's like,
thanks,
I always
Ron.
Wanted to save you, Harry, and blah, blah, blah.
And they skip merrily back to camp.
Right, back to Hogwarts. Back to Hogwarts, Harry.
Hogwarts.
Although,
so,
when I found out that Hogwarts, or Harry was not going to finish his schooling whatever at Hogwarts, I was like, how the F is that going to happen?
He doesn't need to.
I know.
What does he need to for?
Well,
he survived the killing curse. How are you going to teach somebody to do something after that? I don't understand the... audacity of his teachers to try and teach him something after that.
Because he sucks as a wizard. Well, he did...
Try and kill
well,
him.
Here's what that, well,
try
here's
and
what,
kill
he's
him.
He's killable. He was an unkillable.
Not to Voldemort.
Only because that one time, because his mom was
and not
like,
just him either. Others
him.
Tried to kill Harry.
Yeah, but they all just left out.
Lefty Crouch tried to kill him.
Oh, God.
And who
but,
did...
He just had dumb luck. But here's the thing. Like, that is such a bullshit maneuver.
Dumb
when
luck.
Dumbledore was like, when it was like, you have the most magic of all, or you're the best magic.
Yeah,
love. And
I
was like, fuck
I know.
Off.
I know.
Killing curse.
You
that, Harry.
Yeah. Harry,
you can't
really
kill anyone with love, Harry.
No,
right?
You can't. You can't. No, you really
right.
can't.
And everyone's like, Voldemort, you can't hurt me. I have love. And fuck off. Punch it in the face.
That's another thing I don't understand right there. And it's funny. Like, the wizards call it muggle dueling when people fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, punch each other in the
right.
face. There's a lot to be said for a good stiff punch in the
there
face.
There definitely is.
If a magician's trying to cast a spell on you and he's waving his wand around and you walk up and you punch
break
him
it.
In the face,
right.
snap his wand and start
right.
stomping on him on the ground,
right.
there's very little he's going to be able to do against you.
Right, he can't use his hands.
And you can't go to Azkaban. That's a magical prison.
Oh, you go to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
If they opened it up still.
I don't think they send people to Alcatraz for kicking somebody's ass.
If there was a wizard, you know what I mean?
But the Muggles don't even know about wizards.
Except for that one, the British Prime Minister or whatever guy, whatever.
Yeah, that? But even so, what's he going to do?
don't know.
What is he going to do?
You're right. They definitely should just punch someone in the face. Like,
there were so many times in the books when I was just like, just get up there and kick him. Just punch him real quick and your problem is solved.
Just one good jack in the face and that's about it. You know what I mean?
But, you know, they never thought to do that, did they? It was all wand waving and incantation.
Well, let's be honest. What's his name? Voldemort, if he was in a street fight.
Can I just interrupt and let you guys know that?
What?
You guys have been going on about Harry Potter for about 20 minutes now.
There's a lot to say.
It's a good,
what do you want?
First of all,
it's only been like 12 minutes.
Stop right here. Lou, did you read Harry Potter?
No.
You didn't
there
read
we
Harry
go.
Potter.
That's
why. Have you
and
seen
I'll
any
tell you
movies?
Why,
I have.
Which one?
I'm not sure which one. I don't remember the
right.
number. But I actually went to the midnight showing because I had a girlfriend that was really,
really
into
Harry
Potter.
Right. That's it. For
and I saw the lame people dressed like Harry.
Okay, I've never dressed like
those
it.
Those people are should be shot.
Shot and killed.
Should be shot.
Well, they should at least be sterilized. So
let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you just one thing, though. If a chick was willing to dress up as Hermione before we banged.
Dressing up like Hermione.
I just think basically a schoolgirl.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mean. Hermione is basically
just put on a Hogwarts skirt and like you know put it in pigtails and like wave
a
wand around,
thing or whatever.
Start dildoing with a wand or something like that.
Okay,
that would be.
Well, you take it too
pretty. Far. Yeah, right, maybe
the
for
wand
you guys.
Is, like sharp and like thin and stuff. I'm not into that. Maybe you want to see him get you know done by a needle, but I'm not into that.
It's not a needle; it is a wand.
But it might as well be a needle.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, I didn't really think of how it actually would look. I just
think
it would be great. It's the thought of it.
Lou's one of those guys. Let's be honest; he's not a reader.
You want to discuss? You don't read a lot, do you, Lou?
He's not a reader.
Not nonfiction. You read probably articles.
No, you know, no.
I read a lot of news. I read a lot of business.
There
articles.
It is.
I read news and business too, Lou. I just I can enjoy good fantasy every once
in a while. I can do ROIs in my head.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Exactly.
Rate of interest? Is that what it is?
No. Return.
Ooh. Return
on investment.
Return on
investment.
You didn't know.
Oh, why was I going to know? I'm not an
thank you, Dr. Lou. That
Lou
felt great.
Lou owns like you know 800 companies.
I know, Lou. What is your deal, man?
I know.
You got so much like weird, interesting shit going on in the back. I never would have known when I first met you. You look like a big friendly Winnie the Pooh, and all of a sudden you're telling me like I got.
He looks like a friendly Winnie
I've
the Pooh.
Killed people. I've killed one. I got like 9 cars. I got 2 businesses. I got this license. I got talked to this dude. I was here for this recording. I am the shit.
I would never say I killed anybody.
But you never admit.
You
never admit to it.
You never say
you
it.
Can't
but
admit
it's that
to it.
Look in your eye.
Hello.
And it's that blood on your shirt that
right.
really says.
That's just a red shirt.
No,
it's a red shirt.
Okay. Well, soaked in blood.
Yeah, that's
right.
the reason it's
it was,
red.
It was
I can
originally
tell.
White.
I can tell.
Right, yeah. But yeah, Lou's not a reader. Let's be honest. Yeah, most Hispanics aren't readers. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That may sound racist, but let's be honest.
We're workers.
They're workers, right.
They are workers.
And
we
there's something to be said for that, you know what I mean?
There's a lot to be said
Nothing
for
Nothing wrong with that. You want to fix cars, which they do that a lot.
I
fix
would
your
love
low rider,
to put the
you know
workload
I mean?
On your shoulders while I kick back and read a good book.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And I'll pay you $13 an hour to mow my lawn or pick my, or cut my hedges or whatever.
Keep my
suburban Do your wife.
No, I'll be home.
That's where it sucks, because you're off at work, your hot wife is sitting there, and all of a sudden this Latino teenager comes up, just climbed, spent his whole life running from, Interpol or whatever.
Interpol?
And just,
Minutemen.
Like, scrambling over the, fence from Texas,
right.
And so he's just ripped and ready to go, and he just, mows your lawn, and then your wife's just like, here, would you like some lemonade? And then they bang.
What race is she?
She's just a little bit foreign, she
right.
didn't have to, she didn't have to go to school.
Cue porn music, and...
Cue
right.
porn music, and there
that
it is,
never happens,
shut the front
though.
Door.
It's the same reason why a guy doesn't lay pipe, and all of a sudden two twins in a sorority house is just, like, banging
if
away.
Only.
Yeah.
If only. There's so many professions that I would be if porn was real.
You know what?
Pizza man.
Pizza
milk
man.
Delivery guy is huge.
Right, because you get to pour the milk on them
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, milk is, it used to be huge anyway. I mean, it's not so much anymore.
It isn't
plumbers,
anymore.
Like you, policemen.
Yeah.
Okay. Firemen. Don't even get me started on firemen. You know how much ass firemen probably get?
First of all.
A
based,
plethora.
That is a good word.
I know.
But based upon.
Plethora.
A plethora.
Right. That,
a plethora.
I think you mean a plethora and then a. Right. Based upon like shows like Rescue Me and stuff,
yes.
tons of ass.
Well, of course, but that's
but
even just a TV show. But I know for a fact in real life, firemen
sure
get a lot of ass.
Right.
So do doctors.
Really?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Doctors save people's lives
My
every
brother
day.
Gets so much ass.
Yeah.
You don't even know it.
I don't know your brother.
You should.
You should.
He's a great guy.
I'll talk to him.
He what is he doctor? Is he a surgeon? What is he doctor?
He's a radiation oncologist.
Oh.
See, now that is money. I have a friend who's going into that, a nuclear medicine, and that, I think, is where you ought to be if you're like an up-and-coming doctor and you don't want to be like a surgeon or you don't have a whole lot of ambition. You know, no offense or anything.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't really need insurance. You have it, but you don't really even need it.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
What are you doing?
You're like, X-ray technicians are the ones that like run the machine, but like going into nuclear medicine and radiation oncologists, like they only have to know a very specific area of medicine.
Yeah,
I think.
A niche.
Yeah, and it's great if you can get into it. I think that's awesome.
As long as nobody clears cancer. I mean,
cures cancer.
Yeah, we're all good.
Keep the fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Nobody's
everybody.
Going to.
But my brother can keep
it. Keep your brother in work.
I'm dying, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that breast cancer research. We got to get more guys getting oncology.
Yeah.
I would just put too much money into that. You know what I mean? With
breast cancer
research. Just give that money to someone else.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. I got a plan for all.
Oh, I'd love to hear
all charities. All right, here's what we do.
All of them? Breast cancer charities.
All of them. No. All of them.
All charities.
Listen, all right, here's what we do. We take all the money from every charity or whatever. We pool it, okay? Mm-hmm. We give it to a certain charity 5 years, okay? We give them 5 years, and then we stop. You don't get any more until either A.
What about the other charities in the meantime?
That's the thing. They got to wait. Now, hold on. Now, wait, okay?
Here's I'm waiting, what,
okay?
And so are they.
It's a good idea, and I'll tell you why. Because we give you, whatever, it used to be like $500 million. If we take all the money from every charity, it might be like $10 billion. You give them $10 billion, get all the research, everything that they want for breast cancer, and then we say, we gave you 5 years. And we gave you tons of cash.
And then what, we dismantle your society if you haven't got some results?
No, we just put it on pause, and then
we go to pause.
Right.
Here's an idea.
And then
you say, all right,
we go to the next one. And then you go to the next
one. Yeah.
Right.
Just kind of like a conga line. Yeah, that's nice. Why don't we take the $10 billion that you're speaking of, I guess, from all the charities or whatever, and maybe take a chunk out of that debt that the country owes, you know, put it towards something, like research of something that might help in the future?
I know.
Something that might help in the future might be one of those charities, you know, like jobs or something like that. But, yeah, I think it's probably a better idea that we...
If we were to take all the money that we pooled and just paid off all our debt, we'd be so much better off.
Yeah, there you go. As long as somebody wasn't in office who was going to just, like, drive us back right into it, you know what I mean?
You mean like Obama?
I don't know if he's going to.
Yeah, I don't know much about politics.
Me neither. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't really care much about, like, how much debt we have or all this other kind of stuff. I'm just
You don't. But there's others.
I know there's others, like, the big guys that do. But, I mean, let's get... What we need is guys digging ditches and then filling those ditches and paying the money. As bad as it is, because they're not doing anything.
Ditches?
What, digging holes and whatnot. Building bridges, doing manual labor.
Okay, he means the way we got out of the first depression.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Because what we have now is just people sitting around collecting welfare, not doing anything.
Yeah.
They'll probably stay on welfare.
It's true.
And...
Drugs? How many? But that's just the thing. There are so many more people now who already have those types of jobs. It's like, how many jobs can you create, especially manual labor jobs that have no requirements for somebody to do? It's like, how many of those can you create in order to...
That's when you have them dig the ditches and fill the ditches. You have one guy dig and one guy fill the next day.
Actually, there's tons of roads that need
fixing.
Yeah, no, I'm totally in agreement with both you guys. I think that there's a lot of stuff that could be done and should be done. It's just... How do you go about it, you know?
You hand them the cash at the end of the day, and then done. Even if we get further...
Where's the money coming from?
Even if we get further into debt, you're putting the people who need jobs back on the workforce. They're not doing crime. They're not selling drugs and all that kind of stuff, so we don't have to worry about that. Less prison fees and all that kind of stuff. When there's less people doing nothing...
I suppose, but then what happens to the debt?
It stimulates the economy because they're getting paid.
And then eventually they buy stuff. It'll eventually come back.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's fine by
me. We also need to make stuff. We're not making anything. Everything's made in Taiwan, made in Japan, made in Korea.
I agree with that. Let's stop trading.
Free trade agreement.
Yeah, exactly. Get that out of here. Yeah. Start producing for yourself, country.
I know.
Read Atlas Shrugged, everybody. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Or don't read Atlas Shrugged.
Please do.
I would recommend it.
You haven't read it.
I know what it's about.
You're an idiot.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like Anne Rhine. She's a bit of a bitch.
Why?
She's a huge bitch, actually.
You didn't know her.
I know who likes Anne Rhine? Alan Greenspan. And he's the guy that got us into this fucking debt.
Okay, so you're going to base the fact that an idiot and an asshole like somebody, very likable and has great ideas, you're going to use that knowledge to base the fact that she must have been a bitch? That's stupid.
But she was a bitch.
I don't care what her personality was like. Atlas Shrugged,
in all seriousness, is
a life-changing book, life-changing story.
What Atlas Shrugged, to me, is about making.
I don't even really. All right, go ahead and say it, but I'm well, turning my mind off right now because I don't want to listen to anything that you have to say about it because you haven't read it and I actually have.
Okay, but I know what it's about. I know their ideas or whatever it's about. Okay, how about you switch on that mind?
I'll listen to you make an ass of yourself.
I'm not going to make an ass of myself.
Can't wait.
The people who are the smartest should stay together and whatnot, and we should let the dregs of society just kind of filter themselves away and die.
That is the general. That's the general message, but there's a lot more that goes into it. Obviously, they're not just going to let them die. That is a decision that they are forced to come to because evil people, or as she explains them, I literally just wrote, it's funny that you bring this up because I wrote an essay on it, and it was a great paper, unfortunately, and I submitted it to an essay contest. Unfortunately, I didn't win anything. I just got that email today. Really depressing for me. But the point is that the idea is in that story, it's like the evil people, they crave worth, and so what they do, they can't produce, they can't do anything, they're not smart, but they just mooch off the producers, they mooch off the good people, the people that are capable, you know what I'm saying, like a guy who invents a metal that can change the face of the earth. They come up with an idea to tax and steal that metal and find a way for their friends who are not nearly as capable and make crappier metal to get rich off of it. Mm-hmm. They use other people's ingenuity, they use other people's genius to keep themselves wealthy, in power, make themselves feel important. And it is those people, their influence, that sucks in like the common folk and screws them. So what ends up happening is that the smart people finally decide that they're going to leave everything because, you know, these evil ones keep claiming that the smart people aren't needed, that they have to do things for the better of society. So they just, the smart ones are like, okay, well, if you know what's so great for everybody, why don't we just up and leave? And they do. And what you're led to believe happens in the end is that, you know, those, the evil ones have kind of destroyed the world or put it on this path. And the smart ones are going to go off into their little haven, you know, Atlantis, and they're just going to kind of wait it out until, yeah, that.
Atlantis.
Well, that's what they call their little hidden valley.
That makes me even more mad at them.
Why?
Fucking Atlantis.
That's a fitting title.
No. Atlantis. Does anyone know what Atlantis was? Atlantis
represents a lot of different things.
Well, what it originally was, it was an example that the guy, I think it was Plato or Socrates or whatever, wrote out, and Atlantis was bad people. They weren't.
It was Plato.
Whatever. Well, Plato used them as an analogy or an example. Well, they weren't real people, but as an example. They were people who gave in to their desires and closed themselves down. They weren't these great people that had all
this
technology
and stuff.
No, of course not.
I know that, and I don't think. And I know that that idea has come, you know, to be popular.
Everyone thinks
such.
Atlantis is so fucking great.
Well, okay, I get that. And it's because that is a much more likable story and more fun to talk about than a society of, you know, heathens and, you know,
whatever.
Depraved people.
Who basically closed
screwed
in
themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that's much more. It's much less depressing to talk about a society of great people and some
well,
crazy
why
disaster
would
happen.
Anne Rind name or Anne Rind, whatever the fuck her name.
Because
was.
I think to her it meant something else. Like Atlantis could have been this like haven for the good people to go to and leave everybody else behind.
Yeah.
Also, well, what, I guess what else? What else would you call this place?
I don't know, but not Atlantis.
Actually, I mean, she didn't name it Atlantis.
Rhineland.
Somebody compared. Really?
Yeah, Rhineland.
Somebody compared it in the story
Atland.
Atlanta?
Atlanta, right. Atlanta.
Nice. Okay, fine. That's Atlanta. What we'll call it. That's two letters away from Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Well, Atlanta sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I actually don't like many countries. Many cities besides Chicago. You know what I mean?
Chicago's a great city.
It is a great city.
When you compare a lot to Chicago, it tends to fall short.
L.A.
L.A.'s a dump. It's garbage.
It is. Florida?
Florida's not a city.
No, but the whole state itself is a dump.
Yeah, it is.
It is a cesspool of America.
It's a cesspool.
It is a drainage ditch of America.
I can't wait until it just, like, sinks beneath the ocean.
I think California's going to get away for...
Sorry.
I think California is going to be the one.
Sunk off first. That San Andreas Fault or whatever is supposedly going to.
Yeah.
It's going to break right
not
there.
Not too bad.
Well, you realize if California floats away, it's going to be an island kind of like it is.
Yeah, and then it'll sink between the way of the gays and the Hollywood.
True. Like
the
way
to San Francisco and all that lube and whatnot. And all that kind of,
lube doesn't weigh that much. Lube.
When you have enough for the whole population of San Francisco, you're going to start weighing a lot.
I suppose. So.
You know what I mean?
It is like a sockwid.
A sockwid?
It was just like a liquid. We've gone over this. A solid and a liquid.
Oh, right. Okay.
Come on.
Did you name it that yourself?
No, I've heard it talked about before.
Where?
I don't know. Wendy's. Wendy's. The Frosty is a sockwid.
Okay, did the advertisers call it that?
No, but they really should.
Or did the high guy who makes the fries in the back eat a sock with
him? Man, you want to sock with me?
Right.
Probably.
Sock with,
most
right.
likely it was him. Right. But I can't tell you how much I love that guy.
The high speaking guy who of, gave you the sock with?
Yeah. Speaking of Wendy's, please bring back the bacon mushroom melt. That sandwich was life-changing, and they took it away from me far too quickly, and it's gone now.
Wendy's?
Wendy's. Bacon mushroom melt.
I never had it.
Well, that would explain why you're so miserable all the time.
That would actually explain... No, it's probably
that would explain everything.
For my father.
Could have been that.
Probably the coat
given
hanger.
Could have given him a bacon mushroom melt.
On me, yeah. Well,
Speaking of things that were taken away too quickly, Subway roasted garlic steak sandwich.
Never had that either.
Again, I just bring up your lack of smiling, which is my point for how great that sandwich was.
I don't not smile. I just
smile
at the misery of others. That's different. You know, when I see someone having a bad day, I'm like, yes.
Brings you higher.
Well.
Yeah, that's you're one of those evil people.
I'm not one of those evil people. I just.
That's why you don't like Ayn Rand, because she's talking about you, man.
Ayn Rand's a bitch. Whatever.
She is.
No, the thing is,
I
just.
She's doing.
You know, I people like Sam. You know what I mean? I like you know, pounding him
people
further
like Sam,
down.
The asshole we referred to earlier.
Yes. And when I'm able to.
Well, he is a douchebag.
Well, he is. But
he
when
does
I'm able
like
to
putting
say
other
he
people
has the
down.
Face of a mogul or like a
mogul.
A gargoyle-ish.
He does. He definitely has this like.
Yeah.
It's, like even, it's not. Yeah, it's not even pockmarked. It's like he's Clayface.
He is Clayface.
There you go.
Right, he's a Clayface.
He has a nickname.
Gargoyle,
Clayface.
Which is great. Remember Gargoyles?
Yes,
that was
I do.
A great show.
It was pretty sweet.
It was awesome.
It just had this dark, eerie feel to it that
right.
was so good. I remember like
that
sitting
evil
on the couch.
Guy, evil guys always have a goatee of some sort that's always like
yeah.
straight to a point.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very thin.
Right.
And very like pointed on the edge.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a stereotype.
That's just how you're. That's how you're evil.
That's just how it is.
Right.
Or they have a nice twirly mustache that they
that's
can play
old
with.
School stuff. No one
it's
has
Captain
that.
Hook. It's got that.
Right, but no one's gonna have that anymore. It's, I think what it was
should
too,
bring it back.
It's too obvious now.
If Darth Vader had that, I think he would.
I think if he had any facial hair at all, he would be less creepy.
No, I know. He probably
he looks like
have.
A newborn baby. You know what I mean? When
under
they took off that thing.
Under
looked,
the thing? I know, he did.
Like a seal. Like
he,
a pale
he looked
seal.
Wicker. Well, did you see what happened to him at the end of the third episode? Not Return of the Jedi. I'm talking about episode
fell,
3, Revenge of
the
Sith.
Yeah,
in lava is what he fell in.
Yeah. He probably
lava.
Wouldn't have survived.
Let me say that again.
Lava.
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 Yeah, he didn't survive, except maybe he cocooned himself in force.
Right. What
but
that?
He was still burnt
right.
to a crisp.
Right, and lost all his hair and whatnot.
Lost all his hair and gained an immense amount of body fat.
He did gain a lot of weight.
What was that about?
Well, I think it was in that suit. You don't have to move very much. It's like one of those old suits. Are you just making sounds
that's the
now?
Sound that I would imagine he makes when he moves.
He didn't make that sound.
I think he did.
He
but
did.
In the editing department, they took it out and they replaced it.
Right.
Like,
right. Sounds a little more badass.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Well, I mean, it sounds... Exactly. I mean, literally, if he was walking, at every step he took, he was like.
Is that wet?
How can you be sure?
You think like
you weren't on the space station.
The boot,
you don't know what he was
like. Like a little bit of a pool of water.
No, it's not a pool of water. It's poop. I think Darth Vader pooped himself.
Why?
Because he lost
what
all
part,
control of his
part,
bodily functions.
What part of... No, he didn't.
He fell in lava.
Lava.
He had to have nerve damage.
No, he didn't. He's
he
fine.
I don't think he was fine.
He could use the force on people. He's obviously
he can't
capable
use the force
individual.
To plug up the shit when it's got to come.
I'm sure that's one of the many benefits of using the force when you're old. That's why I have a Jedi. Do you think Yoda did that?
No, I think Yoda would have gotten a kick out of crapping himself.
Well,
I think he would have gotten a kick out of crapping himself.
Your Yoda is just Bill
it's
Cosby.
Bad. It's bad.
It's
the Yoda's bad.
This is Bill Cosby, but a little bit weirder.
I could probably do it another time, but I'm not going to do it. It's not
right.
just Bill Cosby. That doesn't sound anything like Bill Cosby.
I do Bill Cosby.
And you know what?
Do Yoda.
Got the feeling
do Yoda.
In my face of
do Yoda.
You.
There.
To you.
Keep talking. There you go. Please Bill Cosby.
That does not sound anything like Bill Cosby. Is that just me? Dr. Lou, please say
sounds,
something. Is it
like,
just in my head?
Sounds like you're Bill Cosby.
Sounds like Bill Cosby.
Thank you!
But you know what
Dr.
I like?
Lou.
I like when you do your Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I do.
Every
like...
time I hear a boy's voice, I think of my childhood, and I remember my father.
Okay, I don't know. Nobody ever said that. That's I was just
no,
saying something.
That's
in the Morgan Freeman voice.
But
what
I do like your Morgan Freeman better than
well,
the
that's,
other, so.
Okay, that's fine. That's
you
totally
know
what you're fine. Is the Cosby bad? Is that what it is? Or is the Yoda
I
bad?
I think the Yoda's bad.
The Yoda, all right, I'll drop
Cosby's
it.
Good.
I'll
drop
you.
Yoda.
I'll drop you. I never claimed to be good at Yoda. I just tried it just
you
now.
You do a good Cosby.
Bad.
Keep
Thank
the Cosby
you.
Going.
I'll
you
do
know
that.
What I mean?
But David, black guy who works in Studio Time, has
black.
A pretty good Cosby. He's a pretty good Cosby. And I feel like...
Well, he kind of
gets... I feel like he
grandfathered into it.
That's what I mean. I feel like he deserves it. He's a black
Reparations?
I wasn't even going to say that.
I guess it makes sense.
What I was going to say is that if I were to walk up to a group of black guys and start doing Cosby, I'd probably get completely beaten.
Right.
If David did it, everybody would crack up and start slapping high fives, and then you go to jail. You know,
it's, your Cosby kind of sounds like Cosby doing Fat Albert.
Yeah, it does sound like.
That's not Cosby. That's Fat Albert.
Well, do Cosby.
And the thing, Theo, is that
like Fat Albert. It actually sounds like it's kind of hard to breathe. That doesn't sound like Cosby.
You should see what he's doing to his chest.
And you see, the Theo, I got my boy and my vape.
They put in pop.
And you put in the pop, the jello. Yeah, okay,
this isn't
the
show.
You brought it up. You guys were telling me.
I'm not a very good Yoda.
I'll stop. Fine. No Yoda, and I'll work on Cosby.
You know, you're talking about jobs that that are good for like in porn or whatever.
Yeah.
First of all, it's any job that basically you go to someone's house because then it involves you. Oh, it involves you going to their house and then banging the bejesus out of
them. Yes.
Right. But
that used to be what house call meant, from what I understand, for doctors when they used to make house calls. Yeah.
But I think what happened was, what job am I thinking of? There's jobs that are just not cool anymore. Bounty hunting. Once I saw...
Dog
the bounty hunter.
He made it pretty uncool. There's a lot. He has a huge following, though.
I don't know why. Just a bunch of white trash.
Same people that follow John and Kate. Same people that follow John and Kate.
John and Kate.
I know.
But the thing is, dog the bounty. Like, you thought to yourself, all right, bounty hunting. It might. It's
Boba Fett.
I mean, it's not going to be Boba Fett.
No, of course
not. But it'll be somewhat similar. You know what I mean? He'll
be somewhat similar. He will fire his lasers into the bad guys and jetpack away.
No, people post up, you know, $50,000 on the. On this guy's head or whatever, and then done and done. You bring in his head, and whatever happened to that? Bring in his head, and you can claim the prize. You don't do that anymore.
I think it's a little barbaric.
Well, better or worse,
we're doing it for Osama.
Well,
we'll make exceptions.
Well, the thing is, like, it used to be dead or alive, and then if you kill the guy, you're not going to bring the whole body. You just got to cut off the head.
Can I just ask, since you brought this up, Lou? Where could Osama be?
Honestly, I mean, what the
how fuck? Long have we been looking for that guy?
8 goddamn years, and we still haven't found him.
There is no hide and seek player in the world that is that good.
He's probably in the U.S.
No, he's not in the U.S. He'd be fucking.
He's probably in the U.S.
Okay, here's the thing. Where could he have gone? Everyone
Atlanta.
Pretty much dislikes Osama, right? Not just the U.S.
Well, the thing, everyone,
Canada.
I don't. He's got to have friends somewhere. He's probably chilling at somebody's house.
In the Middle East.
Think about it. If he didn't have the beard or the turban, you know what he looks like?
He might have a corporate job here. He might be a doctor.
He might be working tech.
He might be a doctor.
Right.
And then he just straps on the beard and the turban and
he
does his little videos.
He works for tech support.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And there you go. I mean. Where is that guy?
I don't know, but what the fuck is wrong with us? Like,
I don't even think he's real. He's like the boogeyman.
He is real, but the point is, like,
how do you know?
I saw a video of him.
Oh, really? I saw a video of the Joker yesterday.
And Heath Ledger was real, and then he died.
Yeah, but the Joker I'm talking about. The Joker.
Oh, the animated? Oh, well, the point is, but you were watching Arkham Asylum, and you were probably high.
No, so I wasn't.
That's
this real.
Surprising.
This is real. Shit just got real.
With an oily towel on your head.
Right, yeah. But the thing is, like, I think Bush, when he put that, like, dead or alive thing for Osama, he thought people were going to become cowboys all of a sudden and just, like, head over to the Middle East and go, I'm going to find that old camel jockey and I'm going to bust his ass. And no one did that. Everyone was like,
we'll leave it to the
army. They know what they're doing. And then, what the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Bring him to Texas.
Right. And we're going to hang him high.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to hang him high?
Cowboys.
I mean, that's no longer that cool of a job anymore. Because being a cowboy used to be you roll into town,
kill who you want,
there's
to, go
an
have
outlaw
a drink.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
You go to the bar, bang someone's wife,
or a town prostitute.
Usually it's a town prostitute. You go into the saloon. The town bad guy, outlaw, whatever, gives you shit. Okay, because you're the new guy. You know what I mean? He's got to prove himself.
Cannon. I'm going to kill you.
Right.
That's the bad guy.
All right, I got it. And then he's like, order me a drink. And then he orders like a bottle of scotch, smashes it over the bad guy's head, and then just shoots up the place or whatever, and rolls right into the next town and finishes their job.
Rolls right into the nearest prostitute.
Well, once he's done, he bangs the prostitute.
Yes.
And he's like, take it up, put it on their tab or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'll pay you next time.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just put it on their tab or whatever, or I'll come around again.
Like, yeah, that's fine.
Right, exactly. No one cares. That's all gone. And bounty hunting specifically, dog, fuck dog, the bounty hunter.
How about his wife? Who's
what is wrong? She is
taller when she lies down on her stomach.
She is wider than she is tall.
What is that
she's
about?
She's like a Big
she's
Mac.
A human
you know what I mean?
She's a human chode.
She is very... She's strange.
She's very
strangely
strange.
Created. And they have like eight goddamn... They have 10 goddamn kids.
True. Three of which are like make up their bounty hunting team.
Right.
What is that about?
I don't know. Because no one else wants to do it besides them. Because no one can stand dog and his fucking weird ass. The guy hunts you down. Fucking, where's his gun? He uses bear mace on you like a puss.
Ow.
I mean, it hurts, but you're not getting shot.
Yeah, but I mean, bear mace. If it takes down a bear... Are you kidding me?
A bear?
Yeah, a bear.
A bear. No, the point is, I want someone to take it. I wanted to pull out a gun and go, stop right there, I'll shoot. And then the guy keeps running and shoots him in the leg or something like that. He's like, ah! You know what I mean? Or just in the arm. Ah, my arm! Right, you know why he hit.
I gotta tell you, dude, for some reason now.
Why did the guy have to turn into Kermit the Frog?
And there
I don't know why.
Oh,
ah, no,
why
no.
did I shoot my family?
Okay, what? You were saying what?
I'm a little bit more frightened right now by the bear mace than I am of the gun. Something about my eyes. If I get shot in the eye, I'm dead. If I get bear mace, I got to sit there and deal with the pain for the next 2 hours of my life, and that's excruciating.
But it's over with eventually, and you're not shot. You know what I mean? And it's just a lot cooler to shoot a gun than it is to shoot bear mace.
And it's a lot
mace.
Cooler to get shot and, you know, deal with the pain. And just,
right. Right, then bear mace.
If you get bear mace, you're
going
to be rolling around on the floor like, oh my god, I just got sprayed.
Right, exactly. And it just burns and stuff,
yeah.
Right.
You don't want that. Nobody is excusing that. You're not going to get any ass from saying that you got bear mace.
Right,
in
people
the face.
Just like, so.
You say at like a bar pepper. With, you know, when you've got the patch on your arm, I just got shot.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right. It's not cool, John. And then he picks you up, puts you in his, like, fucking SUV or whatever, and then gives you a cigarette and stuff. He's like, you got to turn to Jesus, man, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Carries you back to the car
and don't give him, I don't want a pep talk. You should throw him in the back. He should probably be beaten of some sort or unconscious. And then you drop him off at the jail and say,
some of these guys,
how much do I get for this guy?
Some
and
of
I
these,
just knocked the microphone.
Some of the guys aren't, like, murderers and stuff.
No.
Some of them are
like,
they ran away with their girlfriends and their girlfriend's parents are worried and they're just like, dog.
Or it's like,
please, find my daughter.
What? Is it George Bush?
I don't know who
it
is.
But,
it's somebody.
It's usually, it's that or it's like some guy who like dealt meth or something like that. You know, it's never someone cool.
Yeah, well, even
you
the dealing
I mean?
Meth, I understand. Get that filth out of
there. Well, get him off
like,
the street, but it's not as cool as someone who kills somebody and you gotta hunt him down.
That's because that's an FBI matter. No one's going to call dog when, you know, their family was murdered. You know what I mean? They call the police.
Same with Private Eyes. Private Eyes used to like solve a case of some sort that the police,
film
noir-ish. Right, the police wouldn't touch.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean. It was too dirty for the cops. So he comes in. He's an outside man.
Right.
Some leggy blonde in a red jacket comes in. You know,
exactly.
He's waiting
and
in his
speaks,
office.
Yeah, exactly. And he walks in, hangs up his coat, lights a cigar, takes off his hat.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's all gone.
Sorry,
now,
sweetheart. Yeah.
Right. Now that's all gone. Now all he does is take pictures of a cheating businessman or
a private eye. Yeah, a private eye has turned into a glorified paparazzo.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
I don't know.
That is another job that just sucks ass nowadays.
It's true. Not, never a job that you could get away with banging some chick when you went to her house. And now even less cool.
Well, it used to be like you used to think
as
like
a reward.
Private,
yeah.
Right.
For sure.
The
for helping
blonde,
the damsel in distress.
She'd be like, you know,
get to bang
I'll
for
give
a couple
you a BJ
of months
or something like that. You know what I mean? Never happened.
No.
Maybe that's why the job went out of style.
Probably.
They weren't getting
once
TVs.
They all started realizing they were just put in the friend zone.
Right.
Then
the friend zone,
they decided,
I'm
not going to be a private eye anymore.
I'm moving from
PJ
Town.
I'm going to go be a fireman.
What?
For
wrong?
A cop.
Right, where you, get to shoot people.
Shoot people and then fuck women.
Let's be honest. Some cops are on the border of being criminals. You know what I mean? Like, if they didn't become a cop,
I know.
They
would be a criminal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Again, I love Chicago, but the Chicago PD is so corrupt and messed up.
Yeah.
How many of those guys got busted for DUIs and such? I mean,
plenty.
Do you know how many cops are seriously rolling around in cruisers and have just, like, come straight from the bar and are up all night rolling from bar to bar? That is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But you know what I mean? It's like, these are
the
people that we're supposed
to... union or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
These are the guys that we're supposed to call when we're in trouble. They show up wasted,
and they're
laughing about what the problem is.
Right. Well, when they're in the hick town, they do that, you know what I mean? Or like the Trailerville or whatever.
No, they do that in Chicago.
Well, I never had to call the cops. I think the people
neither
that,
have I.
Usually,
but I've gotten...
the people that call the cops are the ones that shouldn't be calling the cops. You know what I mean? Sorry, it's like the people who like call the cops like five times. You know, you should get three cop calls max per year. You know what I mean?
And that's what if you just have really bad luck?
Well, I'm sorry. You win some, you lose some. Because the people, it's always
you come sparingly.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
You gotta
think to yourself.
I'm not
gonna call the cops. Right. It's not. He's not.
Jenny's
in the door.
Jenny's lost. It's been a couple of days, but later on, if we're getting robbed, I might want to use.
I might
want to
use. Well, they get two.
Sorry, little girl. You might
well,
end up in some creepo's basement.
Okay, but what? Yeah, but they use three each. Okay, so the family should be able to use.
Three each. Oh, I see.
Right.
Tommy, your turn.
Right.
Come on, buddy. We still got three.
Right. He's like, I'm a six. Doesn't matter. We're using yours. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Honestly.
I don't know what the problem is. It just pops in. Every time you mention these people, they just like their voices pop into my head.
A detective, a cowboy, anyone else, and it's automatically like just you doing some kind of strange voice or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Well, listen, I'm not going to apologize. I think it's cool.
I think you should apologize for
it. I'm not apologizing to anybody.
Apologize to me.
I think... you're a douche, and I think that everybody should love those voices, and I think they
did. I love the voices.
There's
but not
a smile on everyone's face right now, and so I think I've done a good deed. Merry Christmas.
Right.
There's your gift.
Right. Happy New Year.
Nope, just Merry Christmas. I'll give you another gift. I'll give you another voice.
What's the gift?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, give me some.
No, it's you got your Christmas gift just now. Enjoy it.
I don't want it. It sucks.
That.
You know what this is? This is a sweater. That I've been
a Cosby sweater.
Well, it's socks from my aunt.
Socks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
the shitty gift.
You can never have too many socks.
You can't have too many socks.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you
I
can.
Don't have enough, I feel.
You don't have enough socks?
No, I don't.
I've got plenty of socks.
I don't have enough. My aunt used
to give
me socks.
Well, you know the problem
socks.
Is you have thrown them away. You got holes in your socks, I'm assuming.
I don't have any holes in them. The ones that do get holes, I throw away.
Mm, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
what's the point? They have holes
so
in them.
You keep the socks. And you use them as like a
that's why you have too many socks.
You use them as a rag of sorts.
Yeah,
you know? Well, you use them as a mop-up rag for when you jizz.
Okay, well, that's fine. Why don't you go home and use a holy sock as a jag rag?
Well,
I'll
you don't have too many holes,
my...
otherwise it's just going to go right through, and the sock, the purpose is gone.
Like a sponge.
I mean, the purpose of the sock is cleanup, you know what I mean? So there's not, like...
I don't think MJ's going home. I hear he's got a date.
Oh, that's right.
We don't have
you
time
see?
For this, guys.
Bring the holy sock.
Okay,
bring the holy sock on the date.
Bring the holy sock on the date.
Look what I brought.
Yeah, the Muslim chicks. Right, Muslim chicks love holy socks that have like starch stains
everywhere.
They love
anything holy.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
You show her your holy sock, and she will be all over you.
I was thinking this. There's no Muslim vampires. You know, it's always a cross that you give them or whatever, or holy water.
A Muslim vampire.
Well, I mean, you don't give them to like an imam or whatever, like the Muslim priest. Or there's the last one. Okay.
Hey,
you never give them to like a
really
Muslim
like
priest and
right
yeah,
now.
Okay,
I
what
would
are
like
you doing?
Nothing more than to suck your blood.
Isn't 7-Eleven?
Don't say that.
What's wrong with you?
I can't
go on.
It's
I
a
really
crack
can't
up.
Go on.
It's a crack up.
Oh, my God. Fuck you and fuck your fucking voices, all right?
Fuck you
this
see.
Fucking fuck.
Yeah.
MJ, some of the people in the studio are saying that chick's kind of hot.
No one saw, what's his name? Yeah, one of the guys saw it or whatever.
Who saw?
This isn't for the podcast.
Who saw her?
Eric.
I'm kind
okay.
of upset I didn't see her.
You're upset.
Oh, my God.
I am all upset right, about this. And wait a minute, though. Eric's standards are kind of screwed.
Wow.
Eric's standards
wow.
are screwed. I would like to see her and judge for myself.
First of all, how dare you? Okay.
I would like to see her and judge for myself. I don't
what
want...
What do you mean, Don? My standards
please.
Are screwed.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Shaggy Dog, with the hair in your eyes. There's
no,
no way
I've totally got shallow standards.
Really?
Go. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And
no,
thank you, Eric.
I go...
And thank you, Eric. Please.
All right. Well, that's... No, that's...
She was hot. I
thank
liked
you.
Her.
Thank you.
Okay, well then, you know what? That's... I'm not going to 100% take your word for it, but I will take that into
you
consideration.
You can't take me and Eric's word for it that she's attractive?
She was
you
pretty
just
attractive.
Like Muslim
she was
chicks.
Pretty attractive.
So just my
like
skinny
Muslim
chick. For a skinny Muslim chick. Okay.
Skinny Muslim chick.
So all
she
things
was
considered, she was attractive.
Well, here's the thing.
And that's just it right there. I don't particularly find petite girls to be all that attractive.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
Problem?
I would say so.
How is it a problem?
Because you are going for the larger chicks.
Yeah, I do.
There is a certain larger Muslim chick that you were very fond of in this,
I wouldn't say I'm fond of her.
Well,
I would say that I would let her blow me.
Okay, well, whatever. I would not let her touch me. Okay, with a 10-foot pole, she's aggravating and
fine.
Disgusting.
That's totally fine. Stay out of it. I'm all about it. I will have a field day with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
There's a lot.
Well, you're
gonna
have a field day because you have to get through all the stuff to get to the actual good
I would spend the day in the field.
Right.
That's
right.
What I would do.
Trimming the hedges and whatnot.
I don't. Okay, just because she's a little bit chunky doesn't mean I'd have to trim anything.
She has to get to it. You know, it takes a while to get to it, whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. She's got this bedroom eyes, dude.
Oh,
like every time she looks at me, she looks like she's saying with her eyes, "Fuck me right now."
What she's saying is "fuck you."
Face.
There you go.
She has a pretty face.
Okay, but what
to you she's saying "fuck you."
Well,
to me she's saying,
bitch.
"I need a dick in and around my mouth right now."
In and around my mouth.
In and around.
Just around it, just drawing a nice little circle.
I would put some icing on it. Yeah,
awesome.
For sure.
Lovely. No, fuck you and fuck this. My God. All right, listen, we gotta go because I
got a
date.
He's got a date.
Yeah. Okay. So this has been what, the sixth episode?
Sixth episode.
My God. Six goddamn episodes with this guy.
Join us again next week, and I will be working on my voices so that I don't get ripped down.
And I
one
will
more time.
Be muting him at any possible chance that I get because I hate you and I hate your voices.
Good luck
all
with
right?
that.
God, I hate you.
Thanks for sticking around. Talk to you later. This has been Avoiding People.
With Don and MJ. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Play along with the charade that doesn't seem to